So the Lions made six picks over 3 days, including their top overall pick at number 24, Terrion Arnold. Of course, they are shoring up that secondary as they needed. The grades for the Lions mostly are B's. And if you're in school and you get a B, you're happy with it, I think. Let's ask Dan Miller what he thinks of all these picks. Play-by-play voice for the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Good morning, Dan.
How you doing, Janie? How's things going?
Oh, things are good. I think it's fun to talk on the radio, and it's fun to talk to you. So what did Dan Campbell think of the picks? I know you talked to him directly.
Yeah, no, I think in particular that number one pick, they were thrilled. I think the way that draft broke with 14 straight offensive players going off the top, you had some defensive players that got pushed down a little bit, and I think their mindset was to trade up anyway. And once they saw some of those defensive players coming down, maybe they didn't have to trade up quite as far to get one of the guys they were looking at. And Arnold, according to them, was their number one cornerback on the board. He was the second quarterback to come off. And to be able to get a guy like that, I think they were thrilled. It's a position, obviously, of significant need. And to have a young guy now on a young five-year contract that, you know, four with an option that is affordable on that depth chart is important as they start to pay out some of these contracts. So for a lot of reasons, that first pick, starting with the fact that they just love the player, was very great way for them to start the draft.
Dan, I was, you know, watching a lot of the draft and a lot of the coverage of the draft, the local coverage too. And, you know, you speak to the mayor, you speak to the governor, and you ask them, well, who you think we should pick? And they're like, you know, we trust, both of them said the same thing. We trust Brad Holmes. We trust what he's going to do. So I'm going to leave that in his hands. He seems to have the magic touch.
Well, I think this, when you look at what he has done through his first three drafts before this one, he's bought a lot of equity with a lot of people. And let me say this. I think there's a holistic approach here. It's not just Brad drafting the players. It has to also be Dan Campbell and his staff developing the players.
Right,
because
right.
You can draft the right guys, but if your coaches don't teach them what it is to play in the National Football League, it's not going to work.
That's right.
And for many, many years, we have had guys that got drafted here and never got to second contracts because they just flamed out. Well, now all of a sudden, you know, you saw Panay, you saw Amon-Ra sign their second contracts. Aleem McNeil may not be far behind them. So there's a group of young players here that are representing Brad's picks and the coaching staff's development. And bottom line, guys, that's what you have to do in this league to be successful. If you're not drafting and developing, you're not winning, because that's what the best teams do. It's the most cost-efficient way to build a team. You can't do it through free agency. So, yeah, I think absolutely Brad Holmes has the faith of people here across Lions Nation that we haven't seen anybody have in a long, long time because of what he has done. The track record is there. The results are there.
Well, we know all too well how risky it is and that these guys don't always pan out. But it is easier to do well when you're drafting higher. We didn't have that good fortune this time around. So do we need to kind of modify our expectations into the fourth round where prior to now, Brad's had a, you know, significant amount of success?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because there's still plenty of good football players. And look, there's bad stories in the top 10 where guys just don't work out. And then even if you look at the Lions, you know, Amon-Ra was a fourth-round pick. Mm-hmm. Aleem McNeil was a third-round pick. Melifonwu, who came on so strong last year, was a third-day pick. So I think the answer is obviously, look, theoretically, the cream of the crop is at the top. The best players are at the top. But I still think there's so much in a draft that you can do to fortify your team, even if it's just backups and things like that, that, you know, I think there's still plenty of talent there. And look, I think Terrion Arnold, people are looking at as potentially a really good player. Rakestraw was a guy that people had maybe going in the first round. So, I think you have to be mindful of the fact that maybe they're not the same prospects that you would have gotten at the top 10, but that doesn't mean ultimately that they can't develop into something equally as significant.
Dan, can you talk about the whole picture of the free agents they signed, these guys that they just drafted? This is a better football team now than it was.
Yeah, I think if you look at the they signed, that gave them some freedom in this draft. Because I think once they signed Zeitler and once they signed Davenport and once they signed Reeder, they traded for Carlton Davis and signed Robertson as well in the secondary. I think they felt like they're ready to play a game. They don't need anything. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get better, and it doesn't mean that you can't make some moves to improve your depth, improve your depth chart. But they had filled the holes that were there that needed to be taken care of before you could go into next September. So I think the thing that felt good to them was they were a complete team in terms of their first 22 players that they go out there to play a game, offense, defense. Then I think you're thinking, okay, let's just maximize this. Let's fortify some of the other areas that we have to look at. They certainly needed more depth in the secondary. We found that out last year. It was a significant issue. And then you can never have too many offensive linemen or defensive linemen or anything along those lines. So I think they feel good about what they did, but I think there was also a certain freedom that was afforded to them by the work that they had done in free agency and, frankly, the work they've done over the last 3 years to put that depth chart in the best possible position, and the best position certainly we've seen here in many, many years.
Dan, we had the second contract signing of Amon-Ra and Sewell. When will we get to Jared Goff? What is that looking like? Where are we at with that?
You know, I think if you read the tea leaves, and I have no inside information, but I think if you read the tea leaves, it's easy to say that they're not on the same page right now. And those things happen in negotiations, and you're not on the same page until you are. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, you figure something out. And I think we've seen it many, many times in all different kinds of sports that things just don't happen necessarily quickly, not as quickly as we'd like, not as quickly as either one of those parties would like. But you figure it out after a while because Jared wants to be here. They want Jared to be here. So I anticipate at some point that will get done. It just hasn't gotten done yet, and there's plenty of time for it. He's still under contract for another year. I know they'd like to get it done before the season. You don't want somebody going into a year with that kind of hanging over their head.
Right.
So, I just think it's a big contract. You're talking 40-some million a year to 50-some million a year, wherever they end up
paid.
So, you just gotta figure out what the sweet spot is for both sides, and they'll ultimately, I think, in the end, be some give and take, and they'll get it done.
You know, we've seen other Detroit teams build out of Europe, out of Russia, out of Sweden. We got a guy out of Canada in this draft, this Giovanni Manu, who's kind of a wild card. What do we know about him?
Yeah, it's not much until this weekend.
Yeah.
But you know what? The NFL scouts knew about him. Other teams knew about him.
He's a mountain of a guy.
Oh, he's huge. I mean, and you know, watching him play is one thing, but if you can find it and it's all over the internet, just take a look at his workout and just look at him in shorts and a shirt. And he is massive and he's put together. He's not a fat guy. I mean, he is put together, and I think they're thrilled about the opportunity to let this coaching staff work with a player like that and see what they can come up with. And back to the point earlier, you can never have too many offensive linemen or defensive linemen because, and look, the offensive line is the face of this team, and they want to make sure they got the next wave of guys ready to go, or they're ready in case of any kind of injury. So being able to take a Mahogany late and being able to take a Manu in the mid rounds of the draft and sourced all last year, you can see where they're starting to build some young talent. Doesn't guarantee all those guys will work out, but the more guys you have, the more opportunities you can kind of take a bite at the apple and see which ones can be part of your future. And, you know, he's a guy that the people in the know knew about, even if, you know, he wasn't flashing across our TVs on Saturdays watching college football. But it's going to be a lot of fun to watch him develop and see what he can become. And I know they're really excited about it. Brad Holmes talked about waking up on Saturday morning and just deciding, I'm going to go get this guy.
You know, the Lions are coming off the best season ever. They're confident, and they're having fun, too, because they all wore those Dan Campbell former jerseys on day three. So it's just a fun atmosphere, and we can't wait to see what this year brings. Dan Miller, play-by-play voice for the Lions, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, so if you are a Michigan fan, maybe you're going to become a Minnesota Vikings fan because J.J. McCarthy is heading there. If you want a commemorative football of J.J. McCarthy, you can win one next on JR Morning.